nicht was dann jawa shayna bas shul falak. Okay, Rabbosai, today we're starting Chazara. Those that are new in the shir, so we have these Chazara questions. We go through all of them, and this is a good way of doing Chazara. And all the chorus are in the parentheses, and then which packet number follows. So it starts on packet Chaf Aleph, and it goes to packet Lamed. Okay, so that's the way we do it. Okay, Simon, want to give me a Chaf Aleph? Is Max here? Okay, so number one, Ba'er Divrei Gemara V'Amar Yosi Hechelki M'Machnisei Shabbos B'Tveria U'Motzi Shabbos B'Tzipori. Okay, I'm going to say we have Rabbi Einsteiner's here. He comes twice a year to collect for Aniyim in Eretz Yisrael, and before Purim is one of the times. So give him your attention, and we'll get back. Okay.
Very briefly, I've been coming to Eretz Yisrael now for, Rabbi Salofsky tells me it's close to 40 years, 45. We distribute money twice a year for Purim, Eretz Yisrael, Tanim, Lukoim, indigent poverty-stricken families, to over 400 of them. The money is distributed Purim afternoon, Eretz Yisrael, which is after sunrise here in the States, the Yotzim Atonis Ad Yonim. The reason I'm involved in the supper, I come to Cleveland for the day, is because of its probity, its honesty. We check out the families, the larger ones get larger stipends, smaller ones get smaller stipends, and as changes are, so the distribution too. If you give a dollar, that dollar goes to Ani Eretz Yisrael. The expenses incurred in getting the money to them does not come out of these funds. It's covered elsewhere. If you give a dollar, that dollar goes to Eretz Yisrael. Figure out over 400 families and something appreciable to each family comes out to a lot of money. It turns out that this year the main Gabbai in Tzedakah in Eretz Yisrael has a family tzara, and I want to make sure that the money gets there in time. So I borrowed $75,000 and sent an extra $10,000, that's $85,000, and hopefully more will come in to match what we've had in the previous years. That $75,000 is my responsibility. I'm a employee personally for that. I don't mind getting stuck for a few thousand dollars. I give that anyhow. I'd rather not get stuck for $20,000 or more. That's where you come in. I ask you to do whatever you can do. It's an honest tzedakah. It's a real tzedakah. Whatever you can do now, do. Whatever you can do to friends and family who want to give money to somewhere where everything goes what they give. Here's an opportunity to do so. Checks can be made out for tax purposes. The congregation told the prelates, my shul, and we simply turn it over so you get a tax deduction. I heard the shastra, that says, a friend of mine, when I leave, you can get money to him subsequently. He calls me up every few days to see what's there. We lay out the funds, even over there. If he has a commitment, we lay out that money too. I got stuck once about $900, a commitment that didn't go through. I shouldn't get stuck with anything worse than that. I hope not $20,000 or more. Whatever you can do, please do. It's a really worthwhile tzedakah, or else it wouldn't be worth. As long as you get money to Rabbi Shapta in time for him to call me before Purim, we'll lay out the funds. Do whatever you can do now, whatever you can do subsequently, please.
Congregation Torah Tefillah Charity Fund.
Torah Tefillah Charity Fund.
Okay, how are you? Okay, last time you weren't well, last time you came. You look much better.
I hope I'm more than much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. It took a while before Hashem. I had an accident with the car. With my legs under the car, and that's how to show me.
Is this congregation for this view?
Yes.
and you then the ducking sort of the Taiwanese
writing
on the foreline
and the memo line.
I'll also be collecting from Anim in the New York area. Usually I start Rosh Chodesh Adar, so that's tomorrow, Bez Hashem. I'll collect through Purim for Anim in the New York area. And they can give any time, even on Purim Day. And if you want to give to that, you can give it to Rabbi Shechter for his, that's not the fun. But the tzedakah fund I collect is a different tzedakah fund. It's for aniyim in the New York area. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi says, "Yehi chelki machnisha Shabbos b'Tveria, u'motzi Shabbos b'Tziporin." In other words, halavai, I should be from the people who accept Shabbos in Tveria, and Shabbos in Tziporin, because Tveria is in a valley, so it's gonna get darker earlier because the mountain is blocking, or and Tzipori is on the mountain, so it's gonna end Shabbos late. So it's good to begin Shabbos early and end Shabbos late. Halavai, we should all want to do that, right? I told you that's what the Chofetz Chaim says. That since it says in the Zohar that the Kol Brachosin Le'elo Tosum Yom Shvit Algin, that the whole bracha of the coming year, the coming week rather, is Tala and Shabbos. So the longer Shabbos you have, the more generates bracha. So it says Halavai, I should be from the Machnise Shabbos B'Tveria and the Motzi Shabbos B'Tzipori. So the big question is. Is this like a chumrah? What's the ikar hadin? What is the ikar hadin? Is the Gemara trying to say, this is like a midas chasidus? Halavai, I should do the midas, but what's the ikar hadin? So Rashi has a lashon where he says that the people in Tveria, it's deep down in the valley, so it's darker quicker. Uzvurim shechashecha. They think it's dark. Because it looks dark. But that might imply that they think it. So therefore, they stop the Mekabel Shabbos early. But maybe that's not the real halacha. Maybe the halacha is you view it, ki'ilu, the mountain's not there. What would be if the mountain's not there? In other words, that's the question. So some want to say maybe the Lashon of Rashi is mashma that the people in Tveria really don't have to keep Shabbos early. They don't have to keep Shabbos early just because they can't see the sun, because it's already on the other side of the mountain in the west. But since they don't know, it looks dark now. So it looks dark. You should. So that's going to be the big shiloh. Maybe the word kusvurim, like Yehuda Abadi said, maybe it's much for that. It's just a chumrah. The Rimi Gash, question two, says that we're talking about a unique situation where it's not like in theory. Halvai, like here, you're wherever you are, you could start Shabbos early and Shabbos late, wherever you are. But the unique situation of Tveri and Tzipori, the Rimei Gash says, it's that it's in the same Tchum Shabbos. Whereas theoretically, you could start Shabbos, not just theoretically, but practically, you could start Shabbos in Tveri and then take a Shpatzir, you know, take a Shabbos walk to Tzipori. You know? And that's why it gave these specific places. In other words, Halavai, I should start Shabbos in Tveria and end Shabbos in Tzipori, which might indicate, like Yehuda Bari said, that it means you follow where you are. And that's the idea. The same person is, it's not a chumrah. It's because the guy started Shabbos in Tveria, and then he ended Shabbos in Tzipori. So that's why it's talking about the same person who started Shabbos in Tveria and ended Shabbos in Tzipori, because he's following Basher Husham.
That's the sheet of Rav Abadi.
That is the sheet of Rav Abadi to... that wherever you are, that's where you do. That's where everybody's sheep is. If you're on the... one second. Everybody holds if you're on the plane. And you should still see the sun. So you can still do the... It's still daytime. You can, because when you're high up, you're going to see the sun much later than when you're lower down, because you're so high up. You can see the sun... Basher Husham. So he holds Rav Abadi if you're, you know, therefore you're in Palm Springs, right, Akiva? We go to Palm Springs. So Palm Springs, Rav Gershon Bess says he's Talmud. Rav Gershon Bess. Rav Gershon Bess from L.A. He's a Rav in L.A. And he wrote a shaila to Harav HaGoyin of Yecheskel Roth, who was what? The Carlsberger Rav, who's in Borough Park. So the Rimei Gash, I mean, so
what's the halabai? Halabai that someone should walk up there to keep Shabbos that way?
Yeah, halabai, I can do that.
Halabai can be Makabel Shabbos early Friday and then walk into a Tzipori
and keep playing it. So that might look like Yehuda.
The idea is that there's no plus side to saying, okay, I'll assume most of the Shabbos in Tzipori is 8 o'clock, and instead of having to go there to keep it, I'll just keep it here.
Right, so you just keep it here. That's totally in our discussion earlier this year. How much is Tosefes Shabbos Lachareha? Right, you remember that discussion?
So the idea here is, halavai that you should be...
So this way I'll have a chia, Godol Metzuvim also. Then I'll be mamish, halavai I should do that. Halavai I should start Shabbos in Tveri and then Shabbos in Tzipori. Not just I'll do it mitzad, you know, you could stay in one place and do early, but when you mamish there, then it's a chova. That's how Yehuda Abadi was saying. It was a chova, and that's what Rabbi Abadi told me, that he thinks Meikar Din, if the mountain is blocking, so it's all, you know, so that's you deal with the mountain.
This works for Kula and the Chumra. This works for Kula and the Chumra. If someone is in Tzipori on Erev Shabbos, he can delay
Shabbos. Yes. Yeah. If someone is in Tzipori on Erev Shabbos, he could start Shabbos later.
Yeah.
That's why I discussed with Rav Abadi, if you need more time to work on your computers, so you just take the elevator up to the top floor of Belfer, and then you get some extra talk. Everybody said he wasn't sure, whatever, because there...
Down.
Well,
you can't take the
then you can't take the elevator, but it's easier to go down Belfer than go up Belfer. We should do top floor to end Shabbos later. Yeah. Halavai, we should. We Shabbos Ocher, we should have Shalom Shudas here. We should have Shalom Shudas. We have Shabbos in the presidential suite. That's.
What?
What about Shabbos elevators?
Yeah. No, about getting up to the top Belfer to get more time, like you just said.
Yeah, I mean, so it should follow that. I mean,
something from the body would say.
Well, when we talked about it one time, maybe he said one way, the other way, the time. Okay.
Once on Shabbos, you have a, if you are in Tiberi on once on Shabbos, you have a right to be medical.
If you're in Tiberi, say you spend the whole Shabbos in Tiberi. Rabbi Body's from Tiberi, you know.
Oh.
He grew up in Tiberi. Till age 16.
Then, someone walks on Shabbos.
And then you know where he went after Tiberia? Switzerland. And he learned by who? I mean, who was in Switzerland at the time? The Sri Daesh. The Sri Daesh. Sri Daesh, but he wasn't happy. The Chazanish told him to go to Lakewood, but then someone convinced the Chazanish that since it's a chevra going to Switzerland, that he should join that chevra. So he went to Switzerland for a year. He wasn't happy. He came back. He told the Chazanish he wasn't happy. Chazanish says, okay, now go to Lakewood. It's interesting that it wasn't an option to stay there to Israel. If you stay there, so. That wasn't, I guess, the thriving place to be at that point, maybe. You know, today, somebody would say, you would just stay learning in Eretz Yisrael. I have to go to Lakewood, I have to go to Switzerland. But I guess it was a different world back then.
If someone goes during Shabbos from Tzipori to Tiberia, dear Roger.
If he goes from Tzipori to Tiberia, it's not a Russia. I wouldn't say he's a Russia. I'd say that he loses out on time from Shabbos.
Like in Yerushalayim, going on Purim, going from Yerushalayim to Hutzlaoretz to avoid Purim.
Yeah, dateline, you can write across the dateline. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that because of the Yisod Olam says that that's not mistaber to have a different dateline within the one landmass. Because then if you just cross the street, you go on. Okay, so number three, Tentivre Maril Lamogan Avram. So the Maril says, the Maril was teaching them, you got Chazorashir. And sometimes this Chazorashir would go a long time. And it would go close to Tzeis HaKachon. But then they would daven Mincha afterwards. They would also daven, it's interesting, they would daven Mincha after the Chazor Shir. You know what Rabbi Feivel Peretzky once said to me? You ever heard of Rabbi Feivel Peretzky? He was the Bochin here in the Yeshiva. He learned in Radin. He knew the Chofetz Chaim. So he told me he doesn't like this idea of davening Mincha after Shir. Because he felt that, like, if you're very involved in the shir, so then how can you have kavana to do, you know, mincha? So either you're, so that shows maybe the shir is not a shir, or maybe the mincha won't be a mincha, depending upon how involved you were with the shir or not. Yeah. So he was. What?
So how do you feel about that?
How do I feel about that? He's probably right, but the mice, you know, what can we do? You know, this is. You see, really, we should be davening Mincha Ketana. That's really L'chatchila. You're supposed to daven Mincha Ketana. It's the It's yeshivas, they do the mechaber paskins davening mincha gedola is only b'di'evit, you know? So we do, but the yeshivas, because of the tzorach of the schedule, they daven. See, in Karbiyav, the Rosh Hashiva had a different idea. Rosh Hashivas, what they would do in Karbiyav, they would have morning Seder and Shir, and then they would break the lunch, and then they had the Eretz Yisrael, they have a break in the afternoon till 3:30, and then the second Seder would start with Mincha. Second Seder would start with Mincha this way. So this way, the assumption was this way guys would come on time to the second Seder, because if not, they'd miss Mincha.
I saw a few issues with the Mishnah, which splits morning Seder, sorry, afternoon Seder into two parts, so like an hour of afternoon Seder, then Mincha, then the rest of afternoon Seder, so it happens.
Yeah, okay, whatever you do. Right. So they would daven late. They would daven, it was close to Seisach HaChavim. They would still daven Mincha. Because the Chazar Shia went long. So the Maril says, because they were like in a valley. So the Maril says, but you don't count the mountains. Because if you're in the valley and it's dark early, you can still daven Mincha. Because it's a facade, the darkness. Because if you go on the other side of the mountain, it would be bright light. So since on the other side of the mountain is okay, it doesn't matter that where you are, that you're here now, and it's dark. And that's why they daven later than they would normally daven Mincha, because the fact that it was so dark is not lahalacha, because you're being blocked by the mountain. So the Magen Avraham quotes this in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, and he quotes this Maril. He quotes this Maril. Rav Shechter always says, "Oh, the Magen Avraham says sea level," so it's not exactly what the Magen Avraham doesn't necessarily say sea level. He just says that if the mountain's blocking, it doesn't count. That doesn't mean sea level. That could mean that you just follow Ki'ilu, there's no mountain there. But still not sea level. But one of the Sfarim points out, as Rav Yaakov Havan pointed out to me, one of the Sfarim points out that Lamaisa, if you have a plateau area, even if it's high above sea level, the sun is so far remote that it's going to be very minute, maybe a couple of seconds difference between sea level and that. It's only if there are mountains on that same plateau that it could make a significant difference. Like Rav Gershon Best said to Rav Yechezkel Roth that it gets darker where? In Palm Springs. Well, how many minutes did he say? An hour even, he said? Before L.A.
Wait,
well, so all this Maril and Magen Avraham says is that when you're in the valley, then you can continue davening Mincha even though it's pretty dark, because
if
you're on the mountain, they don't talk about that. That's a different question.
Because Pakistan didn't say sea level, no? If you're saying if you're in the valley.
No, so on the mountain is not sea level. On the mountain.
No, I'm saying if you're in the valley.
Right, the valley can be lower than the sea level. I mean.
Yeah, but you're saying kind of the mountains don't exist.
Yeah.
Which means anything that's making it later or earlier is sea level.
Okay. So that's the Maril and the Magen Avraham. And number four, Haim Lech Kurashi Vergash Mudina. Question, so is there a machlokus between Rashi and Rav? So that's what Rabbi Yehuda Abadi is saying, that it could be Rashi and Rabbi Megash are arguing, that Rashi's holding that to keep Shabbos early in the valley it's just a chumra, and the rimigash, as Yehuda Amari said, is maybe meeker and din. And that's number five, is divrei or yitzchak, meaning you have sektar above your own, that if you're in an airplane, the hefsektara you do, you have extra time to do the hefsektara. The hefsektara, the chatchil we try to do before shkia, right? The hefsektara means on before a woman counts the 7 clean days to go to the mikveh, she has to have stopped bleeding. So the day before, day 5, say she bled for 5 days, they do a bedika before shkia. It has to be before shkia because you want to make sure that it's a full zayin nekiyim. So the question is, what is shkia? So that's what Ramadi says in the Sefer Or Yitzchak, that it's dependent upon where you are. That if you're in the airplane, so then you get extra time. Number 6, Tei Chidusha Shal Igros Moshe, Mechalek Ben Shkia, Zechal Ben Tzeis Chachov. So Moshe says an unbelievable thing. That it says it could be like the Maril, the Magen Avraham, that you don't count the darkness for Shkia, because it's not really Shkia. Just take away the mountain. We'll go on the other side. You'll see the sun. How can you call that Shkia? But he says an unbelievable Chiddush of Moshe. Moshe says, but if you're on the other side, if you're in Tveria, and the sun is still there on the other side, so it's really considered before Shkia. But soon as you see the stars in the valley, that's Seis HaKachav. Even though on the other side of the mountain, you won't see the stars yet, because that's where the sun is setting. But the Gabi stars, that's a din in Seis HaKachav. Seis HaKachav has stars. Now this is relevant for the question of Rabbi Elchanan. You know, is Seis HaKachav a din in how much darkness there is, or is it a separate halacha? So he says an unbelievable zog, that it's a separate halacha. That if you see stars, even though on the other side of the mountain, you won't see stars. But Lamaisa, you see stars now. It's Shabbos is over. So it's not a din in the sheer of darkness. Because really, the sheer of darkness that you have is a fraud. Because you're being because there's a mountain there blocking. But yet, Lamaisa, the stars are there. Oh, that's a chiddush. That Moshe, a chiddush, Noira. A chiddush noira, Ilan. Yeah. What'd I say? What's the story?
So that was maybe for Kiddush Levana, it's the difference.
Does that mean that you miss Shkia completely? Meaning it's not Shkia because you still have the mountain on the other side, you still have the sun out on the other side. Then as soon as you see stars, then it's safe, even if the sun is still shining, meaning you're not having a Shkia.
Saying
what? If the sun is still shining on the other side, then you can say it's still day, right? Then as soon as the stars hit, even if
something's
still available...
I don't know if it's ever going to be a situation. It would be, yeah. Right? Hagoyin Shlita, Rav Ezra Shlita, points out that it will never be Lai Levada if the sun is still... Probably the Heki Timsa will never happen. It will still be on. In other words, the sun at least has to... Practically, it's not going to be that the sun is mamish still there and you see the stars on the other side of the mountain. You know, at least it's going to be Shkia or something. No, Rav Moshe is saying is once it's Shkia and there's no stars on one side of the mountain and the other side of the mountain there is stars, so then the side of the mountain that is stars, Shabbos is over. But after Shkia. But if it's before Shkia, practically it's probably never going to happen that it's before Shkia and then on the other side of the mountain and you see stars on this side. It probably won't happen like that. But even if theoretically it would happen, he says, in other words, you can't have Lilo. At least it has to be Shkia Sachama, right? At least it has to be Shkia Sachama.
How do you come out in that case if what happened, if you're a Moshe, it would be no man on the
Yeah, there'll be no benefit.
Go straight from the second if it's Shkia, the other side of the mountain, go straight to Ireland.
Right. No. But maybe not.
Oh, you say new stars have to come out?
No.
You have to back there. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe.
Well, it should be like that, right? I mean, anyway, you have no
Okay, so that's what Moshe's Chiddush, that there's a Meredith of Chiddush. No, it's a Meredith of Chiddush. But Moshe is very interesting. Moshe had a lot of Chiddushim. He had break the plates, broad shoulders, break the plates. Not too many people have to.
People always say, if it wasn't for Moshe, I would be very grateful. People say that, you know. Well, Moshe said it.
Yeah.
To have better parents for it.
Right, that's what. There's a certain psacher Moshe gave, the Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said, you know, he wouldn't pass him that way, but if it wouldn't be for Moshe saying it, no one would take it seriously. Dr. Moshe said it, so, you know, it's more taken more seriously. A certain stuff.
Like what?
Other things, we can talk other times.
That sounds just the same every day of the year.
Yeah, but that's not a Kiddush on a...
Okay.
It's the same Kiddush he has on other things, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, question 17. Divrei Ha'emek Tshuva. Emek Tshuva is Rav Yecheskel Roth. He used to be a Disat Mardayin, Rav Yecheskel Roth. But then he changed to the Carlsberger Rav. So that's the tshuva. Chelek Gimel Siman Yud about Palm Springs. So what are you paskin? Rav Yecheskel Roth? No? What? You go by the Mishor. Right, you go by the in other words, you take away all the mountains. And you make everything flat land. Yeah, so in other words, you take away the Har, and then what? And take away the Emek, and then where do you meet? You mean halfway between, in other words, the Har is gone, so the flat land.
You put the flat land halfway between the top of the mountain and the bottom of the Emek.
You go to the top of the mountain, and then the bottom of the thing, and you... And then how many distances is it, and you divide it in half? Is that what he says?
Hanakuda to be both the higher which feels anyway.
Right.
So then
the top of the mountain.
To the bottom of the thing and you divide it in half. Yeah. And then you make everything flat. So it's not sea level, but it's not the... But it's not Rosh Hashanah either. Starting with the Eretz Amisha shall also mock of Arim and inside the Mara shall Shemesh Chaser ain't the Kavar Shkiyah so Shkiyah so Amiti Mitzchash of Fimah Shaya im Haya Mishor. Does he say that? I mean, what I thought he said is whatever, you know, the Eretz Mishor, not the incline, not the top, the regular land.
Right.
Yeah, so let's assume like that. He doesn't mean the top, he doesn't, not the bottom, not the top, but the flat land. There's going to be flat land, and there's going to be elevations and then declinations. So not the elevation, not the declination, but you go, which is similar to a sea level type thing. The problem with sea level, like who said this to me, Rabbi Tuchman, or someone else said it, is that, you know, sea level is only good when you have the ability to figure out sea level. But if you're not a scientist and you can't figure out sea level, see, the Rabbi Badi's, you know, word is Basher Husham. It's because the Torah was, like Rav Henkin said, not necessarily in this context, but Rav Henkin said, the Torah wasn't given to the astronomers, it was given to the regular Pashut Yid. So apparently the Pashut Yid, he can only see what he sees in front of him. He doesn't know the advanced calculations and this. So that's a riot to what Rav Abadi says, that it's Basher Husham. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, bein everything. What do you say? Well, it has mountains there. It's mountains there. So the mountains are blocking the... So the people in Palm Springs are getting dark much before the people in L.A. Because they don't have those... you know, it's a good vacation spot. Hasidic Yidden like to go there, right? It's Palm Springs, chill out a little bit there. I don't know if that's in L.A. I don't know if it's Palm Springs. I don't recall Palm Springs. Unless we drove them, I don't know, but that's not my, been in a regular city. Okay. So now we have to see a little bit more of the Rimigashan side. It's a good horse. The Rimigashan side, what page is it? Page 21. They have Yosef HaLevi Ibn Migash. So what's the tshuva about? It's about Yibam. What's the din? You have a Yavam and Yavama. So who goes to who? As if they live in the same city, they live in the same city. But the Yavam lives here, the Yavama lives somewhere else. So does the Yavam have to travel to the Yavama to do the Chalitza? Or does the Yavama travel to the Yavam? So it says in the Gemara in Yavama, say, a Yavama holachas acha Yavam. That the Yavama goes to the Yavam. Because I point out, because she's the one who needs him. Right? She needs the heter. I mean, a lot kama. And how far? I'm a revere. We are a few from Tveri to Tzipori. Even from Tveri to Tzipori. So the question that was asked in the Rimigash is, what if it's more distance? Do we still say that? So then she's not mechuyev, but the question is, are we going to be called for the oven to go to her? You mean in my time, Carlo Zigna Ira, Lo Zigna Ira, the Klal Dom Chavino the oven, the Mason Gabal Klal. Rather mean a few material to her, Rebusa, the crave of Kamash, which wrote on my head the Merchaku. In other words, he's saying the pshat is that even though it's close by, it's in the same tchum, we still say she goes to him. You might think maybe he should go to her, so it's not so far away. And then he brings a raya, because he brings a raya from that Gemara of Yehechelki. Because he's saying that Yehechelki is talking about the same person. Because if you talk about a person who's in Tzipori the whole Shabbos, a person is in Tveri the whole Shabbos, so they didn't do anything special, because the fellow in Tveri who started Shabbos early but ended Shabbos early, the person in Tzipori who started, each is a kula and a chumra, so that's why the chiddush is, no, the same guy who went from Tveri to Tzipori, but if a person who stays in Tveri, or a person who stays in Tzipori, so whatever he was machmer or mekel in the beginning, he compensates at the end. So it's no big deal. So it must be, it's the same person who went from one to the other. But the question is, trying to try to quorum. He's a mina. So what's the din taka if they're far away? What? If it's more than Tveri and Tzipori? What? Who goes to who? The Chiddush is, you don't think that she has, we don't call for him, you're saying, but that's the Chiddush of Tveri and Tzipori. Not that if it's less than Tveri and Tzipori, you might think she might as well go to him. No, but certainly if it's more, you still have that bit. That's what I was saying. Right. Ten divrei hashut rimigash binyan im hayava mechuyav leilach leivama, that we just saw. It's 8 and 9. And then we had the moadim usmanim of Sternbuch. So he says, that so Eidin Torah, he seems to say that it's sea level. And Kafisha Nirav and Midal are at Kriyam Dafka. That's what he says originally. Sefer Or HaYom. Because he quotes from the Sefer Or HaYom, Masek Shim Yesh B'Yem Binyan Gavoa, you follow the Binyan. Because it doesn't make sense, just when someone decides to build a building, that changes Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Nida. So then he says that in Hashem Shadim and Malkum Gavoa Meshom Ben Alahar Asher Shachal Matal Omikri Shom Adayin Shkia Sacham Kol Shkia Numali Nira Vavimlar Vakol Man Hashem Shnira Omikri Shkia Sacham. So he's saying that no, that as long as you can see the sun. Mitzvotski b'har hikfiya nir l'mata shav el yam. If also the words of Mitzvah still seven Shabbos, he'll say that now he'd be rega achrona davka shachava maska l'shkol l'fnei Shabbos. Shachava l'shkol at sof v'yom kam Shabbos. Tav shorob v'shol b'chares b'nei shu b'har az lina b'osim b'chomo. But he says you follow where you are. So is this the same as Rav Abadi, Rav Shmerbuch? Maybe. He said that they like it, but he thinks that that you should follow Twenty-six. So he seems to say where you are, right? Sterbach. So Sterbach seems to be like Rav Abadi, right?
Rav Sterbach
was a roommate with Rav Abadi in Hebron.
I thought
Rav Zalman Chemi Goldberg and Rav Abadi, Rav Sterbach and Rav Kupchitz.
What?
Rav Kupchitz.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I thought he was saying
first he says Kfiyah Nir Biyam, right? Then he says Zeh Chudash Kodol. And then he says he doesn't like it. So the pshat that you just do, you flatten everything out.
Right. I thought he said
that
even if you're on the bottom, but on the top, they can see
it.
Oh,
one second. Okay, where does he say that?
Right before every typical direct.
What's the first word on the line?
Afilo.
Afilo al Rashi Shashemesh Chusav Loshach Lomar Afilo al Rashi Dekalim. So Moshe Shashemesh Dureb Malkum Gavoa Yisha Omer al Har After Shaka Lamata Lo Mikri Yisham Choshke Lamali. Oh, you're right. Yeah, he says, in other words, there's a mountain there, see you, everyone's on the mountain.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like Rav Abadi. Because he said, and that's the Alter Rebbe. Well, now, I mean, the Alter Rebbe gives a step further. In other words, he says there's a mountain, so if you go view, you're on the mountain. The Alter Rebbe says, even if there's no mountain, you view it as evil as a mountain. But that wouldn't be Rav Abadi, right? Okay.
Page 22.
Oh yeah, we're not up there. Okay, we're going to get to that. Okay.
Page 14.
Okay, so we have to get. Okay, so I will say we did the first 10 questions. So Chaz are over the first 10, and we keep going, Bez Hashem. Okay? Okay, very good. Colton. Okay.